You talk, I'm going to end a little early next week. So maybe you should start 10 to 9 next week. Okay? Because of the opinion I've been. Okay, Rabbi Isai. As we go weiter, I want to just make one thing clear. Many of you were trying to understand what is this halacha of chatas. According to the Rambam, it's kosher v'lo yalu. So try to explain that I'm talking about by chatas l'shem chulin, that it's kosher v'loyolu. Explain that the pshat is like this. Really, the chatas itself, the l'shem chulin doesn't pass al dekom at all. And since it doesn't pass al dekom at all, so the carbon really, as the carbon is concerned, the carbon is 100% perfect. And that's how we explain the Ramban. That's why it's kosher v'oila. Ramban holds it's kosher v'oila. Because the end result is the perfect oila was brought. You made a nether, you're going to bring an oila. The oila was brought l'shem chum. Even though perhaps you weren't yotze mitzvah. But so what? I don't need to be yotze mitzvah. I need that my carbon should be brought. My carbon was brought. Bishlemus, my carbon was in a complete way brought. Because the kavana, the negative kavana that was there, wasn't a negative kavana that impacts the carbon in any way. It only impacts me. In other words, I'm not getting my mitzvah because I'm being mechaven, or the kohen's being mechaven, not l'shemes. So I'm not getting a check for my mitzvah. I don't need a check for my mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam went to the next step. And the Rambam said that you have to bring another chatas. Because by a chatas, you can't just walk away saying, my chatas was brought. You need a kapora. That's why the Rambam went by chatas and shem chum. He went to the next step. That was the way that was the simple one. Now, if that's the case, so Yitzchok asked me, and a couple others asked me, you know, chatas is not bob in a dover. Right? By chatas l'chor, you don't have the option of nedova, b'chlal. So really, that question is a question b'chlal. That means according to the Rambam Shita, nothing to do with the way we explain the Rambam. According to the Rambam Shita, that chatas l'shem chulin is kosher v'lo yoyle, we were just explaining the Rambam. Forget our explanation. Throw the explanation out. The concept that the chatas is kosher v'ni oyle, l'chor means it's an adola. So what is it then? You follow? I was only making the Rambam plausible, understandable, but without take away my pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam l'maisa holds if you shech the carbon chatas l'shem chulin, the result is kosher v'lo yoyle. So l'chor, that's an adola. That's a good kasher. That's not a good kasher. We know chatas is not bob in a dove. There is no such an option. Chatas bob in a dove. It's not bob in a dove. So you should know this kasha that I'm asking you now, not on my pshat, on Stam the Rambam. That's what he asked in the Mari Katz. Mari Katz, in his Agoyas, in Shas Vilna, he asks a kasha like this. He says, Ayin betur, de la'achal nozio yocholoi mi'irotzein, after you read the parashas Osham in the morning, Karbonos, you could say Kilu Krafti Osham. Because the Osham is Bob in the Dover. Anyway, what about Chatos? Zokdeo, L'choy V'lefi Divrei HaRamba. Shechatos L'shem Chulin Kosher V'Loyoyla. The Chatos L'shem Chulin is Kosher V'Loyoyla. Im Kain, Motzinu Chatos Nedover. Find the chatas nedova. So you should be able to say after the chatas, you should also be saying, Kilu Krafti Chatas. The only reason we don't say it is because loy motzinu chatas nedovim. So I want to explain to you a simple thing. That's his kasha. It's not a kasha that we have to lose sleep over. You do say the yotzin, you don't say the yotzin. This can cause a problem, right? The shaila and the nusach of the yotzin after the korbanos, for those that say korbanos. Hope it should be a bigger problem than it may be. Lamaisa, the pshat I think is very simple. Chatos is not bo benedova, period. Period. It's not bo benedova. There is never a case where chatos is bo benedova. And that's why you can't say yotzin. It's never bo benedova. Chatos is only bo bechoiva. Not only it's only bo bechoiva, the Gemara says in the Dorim, if somebody says, harei zeh lechatos, even if he's chayiv chatos. Right, the guy's machal Shabbos, he says, harei zeh chatos. Doesn't work. Has to be lechatosi. For my chil Shabbos, that's what it has to be for. That means the chatos could never be brought as an adov. The chiv that you have to bring the chatos, that's what creates the kedushas chatos. There is no such thing as a korban chatos that's above an adov. Period. That's why, that's the simple answer why in the morning we don't say kilu krafti chatos, because chatos cannot be brought in adov. Chatos can only be brought b'chayva. Period. Not only that, the chayv alone creates the shame karb. And you as the one who's chayv the chatas, has to attach. You have to attach your chayv to bring the chatas to the chatas itself. If you don't plug the two in, even though we have everything here, we have a behemah, we have a chayv chatas from you, but you didn't plug it in. You just said this should be a chatas. It doesn't work. So ain't lecha, ain't ebo benedova, yoysel mizeh. You have to plug in, but what? But what? In order for you to get kapara, you have to be makayim the mitzvah of chatas. That's how much it was done l'shem chul. So you're still missing the kapara. So you have to bring another one still. This chatas didn't come benedova. This chatas came b'chayim. This chatas was only a chatas because there was a chayim. Not only that, I'll tell you more than that. There's a machlekes of a mashkin and alachatoyas. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. If Bezdin forces you to bring a chatas, or do we just rely on you want a kapara, you'll bring it already, right? We rely on you to bring it. Now, if you hold a mashkin and alachatoyas, right, that means we will take a mashkin from you till you bring a chatas. What would be if the chatas was brought l'shem chum? So I want to tell you, ain't a mashkin. Ain't mamashkin. Because the chatas was already brought. Hegdish is in receipt of a kosher karma chatas. We can't take a mashkin from you. Now you have a chiv, like you have a chiv to wear tefillin. Right? We can't take a mashkin from you. Memele zokta Ramban, kosher v'oile. Just like Tosis and Chulin said, kosher v'oile, once you brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, we can't be busy with you anymore. Yotze yedei nidroi. Zok to Ramban, if you brought 100% kosher chatas to the Beis HaMikdash, it was l'shem chulin, it's kosher v'oile. Kosher v'oile.
As what? Not a chatas.
As a chatas.
But you ruined it because you didn't plug it in. You ruined it.
I did plug it in. My plug in al-Zbailim is when I take the behemah and I say, this behemah should be for Chilul Shabbos that I did. Boom. Now it's a chatas. Now the koyin, now it's a kosher chatas. Now the koyin, when he put on the mizbech. L'shem chulin. L'shem chulin didn't ruin the korban. The korban is still perfect. Now we're missing a mitzvah. Kutos tachiv mitzvah. Beis HaMikdash can't take a mashkin from you, just like we explained earlier, once they're in receipt of the korban. Korban was brought. So be'emes, the same kosher v'oila, because that's what they were asking me last week after the shir. The Ramban seems to say kosher v'oila even by chatas. Yes. That's the base of Midrash itself. You have a mitzvah to bring that out. That's your obligation.
According to the Rambam, it's connected enough to make it kosher, but not oil. According to the Rambam, it also has to be kosher. How is it kosher according to the Rambam? Rambam says kosher ain't oil.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Be'etzem, there's no significant machlokes necessarily between the Ramban and the Rambam. Because just like Tosfos in Chulin says that if you bring a karma shel oil lishma, if you bring a korban to the Azorah, Even if the Kohen never brings it, it's Yotze Yedei Nidrei. So that means there's an oiler as far as your monetary obligation to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's an oiler between you and the Rabbeinu Shlomo, oiler l'shem chayv, right? All I'm telling you is that to some degree, even according to the Rambam, there's an oiler l'shem chayv by a chatas too. Because by a chatas, you have a monetary obligation to bring deliver a kol chatas to Beis HaMikdash, just like you have by a neder and a dover. And once you brought a kosher chatas to Beis HaMikdash, and it didn't get ruined, because the Kohen did a L'Shem Chum. So the Beis HaMikdash is in receipt of a total kosher kamachatis. When you bring your next one, okay, as far as Beis HaMikdash is concerned, you weren't moisif anything. As far as the Beis HaMikdash is concerned, if you bring, I'm going in the Rambam, you brought chatas number one L'Shem Chum and chatas number two L'Shem Chatas. As far as Beis HaMikdash is concerned, they didn't get anything more the second time around. You know what I'm saying? They got the same thing again. You were Yoytzi, you got your tefillin. You got your mitzvah matzah. You are ahead of the game now. So what I'm telling you is that to some degree, there's even an oiler, even according to the Rambam.
But what is the matzah between the There isn't necessarily
a machloikis. It could very well be that the only machloikis between, A, it could be there's no machloikis. Because it could be that the oil of the Ramban is only, it's oil. They mean the same thing. But even if we'll say they don't mean the same thing. Let's say they don't mean the same thing. Let's say the Ramban is saying, finito, you're done. The Ramban could hold a different word. The Ramban could hold, there is no such thing as a chiv chatas without a chiv shibud for a chatas. Once the shibud was resolved, the mitzvah is gone. So I'll give you a mushel. We spoke about the din of mila shaloi bizmana. So we gave this example. If you do mila shaloi bizmanai, so machlekes rishonim, if you have to do again atofas dambris, right? So the Rosh holds, you don't have to do atofas dambris. The Rambam holds, you do have to do atofas dambris. Big shaila. So, question is, halacha lemaisa. If somebody does mila koidim bizmanai, according to the Rosh, it sounds like if you do mila on day 7, yaitze your mitzvah, right? Yaitze. The Rambam says, no, you got to do a tofes tambris. Right? So, the Shach asks, why is Mila Doche Shabbos? The Gemara says in Menachos, that if you could cut the Omer before his man, it's not Doche Shabbos. Right? Because you don't have to do it on Shabbos. Ask the Shach, according to the Rosh, that if you do Mila before Shabbos, if you do Mila B'Shvi, you resolve, your Mila is taken care of. So why is Mila ever doing Shabbos? Do it on Friday. Forget the Gzeres HaKosef minute. He's asking on the Gzeres HaKosef, meaning just like the Gemara says by Omer, that even though Omer has a din d'chiyah, it only makes sense to say it as a din d'chiyah if it's not kosher koidim zmanai. Saying it doesn't make sense that should be the taich. How could it be? Meaning how do the two things drive? Then the Gzeres HaKosef is a gili that it's not kosher. Manav shach. That's the shach's kash. Famous shach. So I gave what I think is a simple text to the Shach. Because the Ramah, Paskin's like the Rosh. That if you do Mila on the seventh day, kosher. You don't have to do Mila anymore. That's the Ramah. So he seems to hold it's kosher. The same Ramah, that's in Reish Samach Aleph. In Reish Samach Gimel Hilchos Mila, the Ramah says that if you have a baby that's sick, and the doctor says you have to do Mila now, day 5. So the Ramah says, you don't have to shop around for a moil, you could use a goy. Comes the Vilna Gaon, he says, v'zed d'loike moisha kosev esim reish samachal. Says the Gaon, the Ramah is a contradiction. Because the Ramah and reish samachal of paskins like the Rosh, the meal is good. Right? In reish samach gimel, he says, well, if you have to do meal early, you could use a goy too. Seemingly, because it's not meal. So the Vilna Gaon asks al stira in the Ramah. So the way I was metaritz this kasha in the Ramah is that it's not the pshat that Mila Kodim Zmani is kosher. The Rosh holds you don't have a shame oral till the eighth day. The oral is not oral till the eighth day. So if you cut off the oral before the eighth day, you're like a noilid mole. You bypass the mitzvah. you bypass the mitzvah. Okay? The Rambam, you could say, holds his ipsa shame ola. Brisker of Ground has a shayla about this. Ola kodem is mine. Because the one has a shayla, if you could shmear truma on a baby before 8 days old, is it like an oral or not? So you could say very simple. The Rambam requires that tafas dam bris because you're already oral, you need a mitzvah mila. You didn't do mitzvah mila. The Rosh holds, you never became an oral. Zok the Ramah, if you have to do mila on the seventh day or sixth day, there's no reason to use a Jew. Because all you're making is a Noilad Mol. You're not doing a Maisa mila. You're just making that he's born without oral. Okay, he's born without oral. That answers the Shach's question. Shach asks, according to the Rosh and the Ramah, why is Mila Dechah Shabbos? It's not Efshal HaSoisi before Shabbos. It's Efshal to avoid it. You could take the whole beggar and throw it away too. By Asay Dechah Lois, Asay by Tzitzis. You could take the whole beggar and throw it away. Right? We don't say that. There's no din that you have to avoid the mitzvah. You don't avoid the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah. This is very possible. So I would tell you like this. It could very well be that the Ramban holds once a kosher chatas was brought to the... You have a chiyuv to bring a chatas to Beis HaMikdash. Once the chatas was already brought, there's no such thing as us obligating you to bring a mitzvah chatas without a shibud chatas. The Torah was machadash, one parasha of a chatas. The Ramban holds once the shibud was accomplished, because it's a kosher chatas was delivered to Beis HaMikdash. We can't now say, well, we still want you to put on tefillin today. Sorry. The Torah wasn't machadish that there's a chatas alone. So just getting back to your point, that's what got us into this whole mess, is that could be the way the Ramban is saying, just, you're done. You're done. Not, you're done.
But the title
doesn't let you do that. No.
In other words, it's not that
you have to understand. What you have to understand is like this, and this is a critical thing to understand, okay? Bizman Hazeh, let me ask you a shayla like this, because this is something I think is very significantly missing. Bizman Hazeh, does somebody get a kapora when the mechas v'shal mechal shabbos b'shoy? Well, not chayav v'chatas. Forget that for a moment. I'm not talking about when the Beis HaMikdash is built. I'm talking about now. Today. Do you get a kapara? The answer is, unequivocally, yes. Yes. You know why? Because the chatos is not the kapara. Kol chai v'chatoi sein mitz kapara nachi yizvadu. The chatos is a chelik of the kapara. Meaning, if somebody was Machal Shabbos, they could do tshuva from today till tomorrow, they still need a chatos. But if right now there's no chiyuv to bring a chatas, so the chatas doesn't stop your kapara. It's not a ma'akev. The chatas is not a magic machaper. The chiyuv chatas is required. So if the chiyuv chatas was already accomplished, so what? So it wasn't a mitzvah that havon. I still get my kapara. Not that I'm telling you that I don't. That according to the Ramban, you don't get a kapara, but you're stuck. No. Because that's what the oil wants to say. Well, forget it. Let's say no. No. The Torah said, in order for you, Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, and you had a Yediyah afterwards, and you met all the conditions of a Chiyuv Chatas, you, part of your Kapora is that you have to bring a Chatas to Beis HaMikdash. Okay? That's part of your Kapora. Zok the Ramban, since L'Shem Chulin doesn't pass all the Karmas, so even those felt mitzvahs, Mitzvah's chatas, there's a mitzvah that's missing here in Taryag. The chatas was brought, the Beis HaMikdash got the chatas, everything's mission accomplished. Exactly. Exactly, that's what I'm trying to tell you. But chatas also, because what's chatas? Chatas right there. Avachiv, that a chatas should be brought. That's one thing. So I'm just giving you various ways to understand the Ramban of Kosher V'Oil. The Rambam, you could say, oh, it's not like that. The truth is, in Lufiani is right. I'd say the Rambam is a bigger Chiddush. The Rambam is a bigger Chiddush. Because simply you learn the Chatas is part of the Kapara of the Chet. I have a Chiyuv Chatas too. Until I bring a Chatas, I'm like, chatas was brought. I did tshuva. My chatas was brought. What do you? What shreis teif me? I'm missing a mitzvah. I'm missing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah's ma'akev. Okay. Anyway. It's more than forcing somebody to do a mitzvah. It's a shibud mammon. You owe hekdesh money, so they could intervene monetarily to you.
So that's protecting the
mitzvah. It's when you say protecting, it's collecting. It's collections. Correct. It's collections. Okay, let me get right. Okay, Dalit. So now the Gemara just goes through the Makaris of Lishma. Zok the Gemara minolon the Beinon Zvicha Lishma. It's a strange Rashi. Rashi says minolon the Beinon Lechatchila. How do we know that you need Lechatchila Zvicha Lishma? Everybody schwitzes on this. Rashi sounds like it's Lechatchila the Kedin. It's a Chiv Gomor, says Shchita Lishma. No on the Beinon Zvicha Lishma. Yeah, though, I mean, there's many ways to learn. One of the most poshut ways to learn is that it could be that Rashi's bavorning the same thing that the Rambam's bavorning, which is that l'maise l'shem chum, the korban is 100% kosher, but you still didn't do it l'shma. By l'shem chum, you still didn't do it l'shma. There's still l'chatchila dika l'shma. Meaning on the heels of the last sugya, Rashi saying that even if you'd have such a kavana, which doesn't accomplish any kind of psul on the kol, and it's kosher v'oila, there's still a lechatchila dikadin of lishma. There's a lot of ways to learn. I'm just saying that's one of the many ways to learn Rashi. The zvicha has to be l'shem shlom. Says the Gemara of Vilma Haynu Shmayu. What do you see from the pasuk? That's the name of the shlomim. Midichsiv amakav is damash shlomim zoyk is damash shlomim v'loiksiv zevach. We see when the Torah normally talks about a shlomim, it doesn't say the word zevach. V'ochoksiv zevach shma minosh teizvichel shem shlom. Ashkechon zviche sha'avoidus minol. So this is a very difficult gemara. Ashkechon zviche sha'avoidus minol. Okay, zviche l'chayra. Zvicha is the weakest. Zvicha is the weakest. Zvicha is kosher bizar. Zvicha is kosher. Shchita lav avoyde. If Zvicha needs lishma, kosher kein shah avoydus needs lishma. The Gemara brings grada chumra that Zvicha has by Kom Pesach. Shaloi loichlov, shaloi lemnuyov. But that's for a different reason. We'll see. The Briskrov explains that. That's because really, on a more lumda shoifen, the shechita by the Korban Pesach is like the zrika by other culture. Priskrov doesn't say it that way. I'm saying it a little more litvish. Yeah. But the point is the Korban Pesach is ikor l'achila. Right? So the main part of the Korban is getting the meat readied for the Bailam to eat the meat. So the shechita by Pesach is the ikor of the Korban. The ikir of the korban. Memela, that's why the shechita over there is the ikir, but the Gemara later uses that as a chumra, but Be'emes is, according to the Briskerov in Menachas, it's difficult to understand that it could even be used as a chumra. Because according to the Briskerov, it's not a chumra in shechita, it's a characteristic of the korban pesach. Shechita is always lav avodah. According to the Briskerov, the only difference is that Korban Pesach, since it's primarily meant for eating, so the Shechita takes the center stage, because that's what he calls him. He says it's being mezakeh the basar to the Bailam. He calls it a moment of sticking in the Briskerov. It's like being makneh the basar to the Bailam, the basar kodesh. So, if that's the case, it's not that Shechita has any kind of chumra. Even by Korban Pesach, it's not that Shechita has a chumra. It's that by Shechita, by Pesach, the Shechita is like, by other kodshim, Zrika, Lamosha. It's the main part of the Korban. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says, how do you know Shahar Vaidis Minol? Says the Gemara, V'chitem of Mizvichem, Azvichem, Shekem Pesach, Hashem Eichel Mepesach, which is this Chumrah we're talking about. Right?
We learn out of the pasuk makriv is dam hashlomim. Makriv dam hashlomim zok Rashi means kabbalah sadam. Shete kabbalah l'shem shlomim. V'lichtev rachmona be kabbalah shchita minay. Shem de b'mal kabbalah shekein poiseles bizov isha. The Gemara is mashma. There's two psulim here. There's a psul zo, and there's a psul isha. The Shita Mekubetzah, see, if you look at the Shita over here, he takes out the word Isha. Because he holds that the Isha is a Zohar. And Isha is a Zohar. That's what she is. And Isha is a Zohar. So maybe the Shita holds, when the Gemara says that by Shita, it's by Zrik, it's possible bizarre, that includes an Isha. So Isha is not from the Bnei Zohar. She's not from the Bnei'ah. So she's Mamela, she's a Zohar. That's how the Shita learns it. So you have to know, according to Rashi, Rashi seems to maintain the gears. Truth is, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav, Taka asks, why are Bnei'ah impossible? The Gemara brings a bunch of psukim. Bnei'ah, Bnei'ah, for Hakrova, for all the Avodas. The Gemara in Kiddushin brings psukim to be Mamayit. I think that the Shita, Ms. Tamid, the Shita understands that after those psukim, the gilu is that a woman is a zohar. In other words, why do you need psukim? Without the psukim, you would say that the shame zoros is only somebody who's not born from a kohen. But now that we have the psukim, that Bnei Sahar an apostle, so it comes out now, Hodradina, they're zohar. That's what come out. That's the way the Shita would understand it. But I want you to know that the Shita Mugabetz's Mahalach fits with the Rambam. That was the Rambam I asked Oilam to look up as well. The Rambam in Perek Tes and Bias Migdosh. The Rambam over there, Taka says, if you look at the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, Ezehu Zo, who's a Zo? Zok the Rambam, Kol She'enoi Mizera Aroi Nazchori. Shenema, so he brings the drosha from the Gemara in Kiddushin, but he doesn't stam say it's a psul. He says it's a zol. So the Rambam is taka learning that a bnei saran is not a kohen, is a zol. That's how the Rambam is learning. Lemaisa, if you look here in Sefer Chinuch by this mitzvah Shin Sadi. So Sefer HaChinuch says, Lo yavoid zol b'migdosh. Zok the chinuch, who's it mean? Keloima, kol mi she'enoi mizera ahoy. Chinuch state not like the Rambam. And the Minchas Chinuch over there is medayik like that from the Sefer HaChinuch. So it could be that that's the machlokes we're showing them how to be goyros in our Gemara. Depending on, once we have the pasuk of Benoy Saran, is it saying that they ever did zol? Right? Or is it saying that I was thinking it could be that it's totally in another shaila, which is there's a machlokes we show him if achilas truma is called an avoida. It's avoida's gvulim. It's not avoida's migdash. Is it called an avoida? Okay. So machlokes if achilas gvul ko avoida. So lamaisa. Some bring a raya, some of the Rishonim bring a raya. It's a big shiloh because if you have a ben grusha bechalutz l'mashal, right? So l'mafreya's avoid is not possible. What happens with the truma that he ate l'mafreya? Al tzmom and koyin, al tzkeren v'choymish. It's a lot of shilohs, right? Do we view the eating of truma like an avoid? Right? So grade, Rashi calls it kotche gvul. Rashi holds that truma is kotche gvul and it's achil is like an avoid. Memeli, you could say that Rashi in the Sefer HaChinuch, they tackle learned that Achilas Truma is an avoid. The fact that the Torah was machshe a bas koyin to eat Truma, als bas koyin, not als kol Torah beveischo. You know, the Eved also eats truma, like Kishore v'chamoyroi. But a Bas Koyen eats truma al zera haaret. So it could be that they hold that since Achilas truma is an avoider, and the Torah was machshir, the Bas Koyen betruma, memela zagilu that benois haaret is a psu on its own, it's not a shame zor. Masha'in came to say for Achilas, the Shita Mekubetzis and Rambam, they hold Achilas truma is not an avoider. Memela, they learn b'nai sa'an, as a shame zohos. I'm just saying that would be a way to understand it. But Al-Kuponim, this is a shaila to learn in our Gemara, whether we're goyres here, b'chlal, whether we're goyres zohos or not. Okay, so the Gemara says, Asher on shchita v'kabola, zrike minolon. How do we know zrike? They need sofa. Yeah. You have an achatas apnimiyas. Mashenkin zrika, you don't. You have to know why not. Why don't we say, well, some say you don't have zrika, I'm a zbech achitzen. Elo omar kho hazerek ezdam ha-shlomim shetei zriko l'shem shlomim. V'lichtev rachmona bezrika v'leilof minhei. So let's just say by Zrike. Shouldn't be Malzrike. She can chayav ala zon misa. Ashron bin Shmo. Choylocha minayi. V'chi teimo leilif kulu. You want to learn to be kulu. Ma'ala kulu. Tzavoy de sheyef shalavatla. Toime ba'alocha. Sheyef shalavatla. Now this is an interesting gemara. Because later on Yud Gimel, when the Zaka have a machlekes tanoim between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon, whether psul shaloi lishmo is by halacha, Rav Shimon Taka holds that there's no psul shaloi lishmo by halacha because it's efshel levatla, because you don't have to do halacha. The shas was pshat in the rabbonim. The Rambam learns that according to the rabbonim, you have to do halacha, even if your mamish pitzad mizbech, you have to walk a shtickle. Alibi the rabbonim. So according to the rabbonim, halacha is avoid the sheefshel levatla. Some Rishonim learn not like that. Some Rishonim learn that even the Rabbanon agree that Halacha is Efshalavatla. Afal Pikein, it's possible Shaloi Lishma. But I'm just saying, if you hold like the Rambam, that Halacha is needed, so what does the Gemara mean that you can't learn from Halacha? The Gemara is going Shaloi Alibi Hilchasin. It's a strange thing. And that was the Rambam Pesulei Mukdoshim. I think we have that also here. Maybe not. Perek Aleph. Yeah. Zog the Rambam, Hoylocho shaloi beregel en hoylocho lafikach koin shekibol sadam v'omad b'mkoim v'zolk l'mizbech nifsa ala zevach. Shteit klong Rambam that the zevach is possible. Zog the Mishlo Melech. Mishlo Melech is mo'ira from our sugi. Zog the Mishlo Melech v'dash and irem idas rabbeinu shal koponim tzorech hiluch hafilu sheikhet b'tzal ha-mizbech. Even if you're right there. According to that, it's share from our sugi. So I wanted to say, I mean, there's a lot of different eitzes. I want to say posh eitzah, you could say. Posh eitzah, you could say, is that since hoylach is avoid shef shalavakla, posh shef shalavakla, that means there's no shear to the hoylach. So every chelik of the hoylach on its own is Efshel Vatl. Yet, there's a Shaloi Lishma over there. There's a Psul Shaloi Lishma over there. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, even according to the Rambam Noch, the Rambam is just saying, you can't do Zrika without a Maisa Eloch. His Rambam is very clear. Lefikoch Imzorak, below Eloch HaKlal, is Azevach Nifsal. That means the Rambam agrees that you could Shecht right near the Mizbeach, and be naipu to move a mashu, right? So the halacha is just being machshir the zrike, right? But the whole halacha is efshalavatla. Yet shaloi lishma passes the whole way, right? The Shaloi Lishmo passes the whole way. The Zrika is only Maisa Zrika. The Halacha passes the whole way. Zrika is only one Maisa. How long the blood goes, nothing. What does the Shia mean? You're spritzing it. It's one Maisa. So, all I'm saying is that Lamaisa, even according to the Rambam Noch, he's also masking that the Halacha that's not Ma'akev is also there's a Psal of Shaloi Lishmo. So I think that would be my submit. It could be that that's the Techilik with Halacha Merubah and Halacha Miut, which some of the Achronim talk about here. Could be that's the Pshat. Elo Ma'akho HaMizbeach V'kiru HaKoyin is HaKol HaMizbeach HaMamal Zohi Halacha Zivorom L'Kevesh. It's Halacha Zivorom L'Kevesh. Interesting that the Briskei Rav holds that from the Kevesh on is HaKtorah. Briskei Rav's Chiddush, but it's Meduyik in our Gemara like that. Because our Gemara is Mashma, Halacha is only till the Kevesh. Okay? The Rivam, it's not like that. The Rivam learns going up the ramp is also part of Halacha. But the Gemara is Meduyik more like the Briskei Rav, that up to the point of the Kevesh is the Avoda, says the Gemara. The time the grief is with Kabbalah Saddam, the Avkarach Manabul Hashan Halacha, the Memra, the Halacha, it's coming to teach you that Halacha, Loitevka Mechlal Kabbalah, that it has to be Lishmo. Fine. Ashkan Shini Kedesh, Shini Bai Lamino. Says the Gemara, fine. All of these psukim, we're talking about Shini Kedesh, not Shini Bai. In fact, the Gemara, so how do we know Shini Bai? Okay. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Pinchas, Bei Davami, Bosa Zavach Lashed, Yizvich Lashem Toid. Shini Kedesh, Nafim Elsam, Dein Lashini Bai. Okay, now, from the Gemara alone here at this point anyway, the Gemara seems to be saying that there's a Shini Bailim by Shchita, right? By Shchita. But if you look at the Hemshech of the Gemara seems to say that Shini Bailim is only by Zrika. Because the Gemara says now, Zevach Teir Shlomov, Shetei Zvich L'Shem Teirda. It may be Shini Kair Shlomov, today we're in Shini Bailim. Says the Gemara, "V'haylochi the asa." We need the pasuk to teach you that a toidel shem shlomim is kosher. Homi boilech the tanya bosses of a toidel shlomov abachana mishmer belezer bolulame toidel sheshochtel shem shlomim ksheva shlomim sheshochtel shem toidel psula. My hefresh ben zelozer toidel kriyah shlomim vein shlomim kriyim toidel. So Mela, how could you use the pasuk to teach you shini bailim? You need it for to teach you that a toidel l'shem shlomim is kosher, shlomim l'shem toidel is pos. L'maisa, this Gemara also needs a big year, and this we're going to go into next week. I want today focus on Shini Bailim, because really, toidel l'shem shlomim is kosher, it's a tremendous pella, because toidel ikri shlomim, but it's not a shlomim. Toidel has all different halachas, lechem, and all the halachas. What? No, I'm saying, all the halachas of Toide are miyuchat to korban Toide. So l'chore, I'm asking Stam Mishael. If a guy has kavone, he says, I'm doing the Toide l'shem shlomim. What's meant this? Right? So there's two ways to learn. There's two ways to learn. One way is very balabatish. It means he's not proficient in the names of korbanos. He's saying l'shem. He's thinking l'shem shlomim, but he means l'shem toid. That's what he means. Right? Why would that be possible anyway? Let's say a guy doesn't know. He doesn't know oila shlomim. He knows the dinim. So he's shechting an oila. He has in mind to hakka for an oila, for all the dinim of an oila. Now, for us, he doesn't know that the oila is called oila. So in his mind, the oila is shlomim. That's the name. He got the names confused. It's possible. Avadanisht. Takinui. Afkamin, if he thinks it in English or French. Or... So when we say Lishma by Kanchim, it's the dinim of the Korban. It's not the name. Right? Let's say Ruvain brings a Korban to Beis HaMikdash, yeah? And the Kohen thinks that this Ruvain, he thinks his name is Shimon. So I'm doing this L'Shem Shimon. Possible? Shini Bailim. Avadanad! The name is just a way to identify. It's correct. So what's meant is toida l'shem shlamim kosher because toida kuchuy shlamim. Good. So tadar halachas. What's he thinking? Is he thinking yeh lechem, no lechem? What's he planning to do with this kol? Is he planning to make it a shlamim? First trachta. You tell me, well, if the name is not a problem. The name is never the problem. There's no din that the kohen has to be baki b'shmoiseyim. You can get a guy who just became flum. He doesn't know the names. He still gets mixed up with the names. But he knows. He's going to go. L'shem is going to go. So shtikum rafi sik, I'm thinking pshat negemare. Pshat negemare. What does it even mean? What's his das? It should be a toid. Every shaloi lishma means you're having in mind that this oila should be for a shlamim. Whatever a shlamim is, right? Not for the name shlamim, for the dine shlamim. Yeah? So when he's bringing this toid and shlamim is fe andre kobonis. Emes, you have a pasuk that it's called the kori shmoi be yisrael, it's the bris. You could say the Yikore Shmoy be Yisrael Shlomim. And it's not called you gave the wrong name. Yeah. But it's different Kobanas. Less man the Polik, it's different Kobanas. And different Dinim. So I'm asking a simple question. When this Koyan brought this Toyda, first Trachter, what is he thinking? Is he thinking I'm bringing this Toyda L'Shem? L'Shem for Toyda? Which is the lachmi toid and all the halachas of toid, was he thinking, I'm bringing it for a shlomim? And if he's thinking shlomim, so he missed the boat. He got the kriya shem right. Who cares? Exactly. But I asked you, what's the halach if you don't know the name Bechlal? I asked you a question. You don't know the name at all. I don't know the name. It's my little mother. There's no thing you have to have in mind. The name. The name. The name is just. The name is just. You could see. Could the coin think in French? He created a French name for an oil. Does that work? Avada. It's Elu Nemorim Belosh and Hakodesh. It's in the Mishnah from Soite. No, right? So that means a coin could check the comb and he could have a French name. What he calls an oil. It's kosher. Why? Because that French name by him means Dine Ola. Right? So when this guy brought the Toyda, what was he thinking? So you tell me, okay, we have a Pasuk. From the Pasuk we see that the name, he got the name right. Shkech. He missed the boat. I ask you, weiter, if a guy shechts a Oyla, right? And he thinks Oyla, the name of Oyla is a Shlomo. That's what he thinks. Right? That's what he thinks. So, and he has in mind, he says it should be L'Shem Shlomim. Yeah? It's a chsar in the car? Of course not a chsar in the car. And let's say Fakert. He thinks oil is a Shlomim and a Shlomim is oil, and he's bringing an oil, and he says, I'm doing a L'Shem oil. But he has in mind it should be a Shlomim. Of course it's possible. What is the name? The name is nothing. Rabbeisai, the name is identification card. The name, what? Exactly. Just like French. I just asked you a question. If a guy said, I'm doing it L'Shem, he makes a French word. It's good, yeah? What is the French word? French word means Dine Oilo. Means Dine Oilo. Oila is not a machut. Oila happens to be the Lashon Kodesh word to describe this type of a cult. It's a description. The name is a description. We're dealing here with Kavane. We're not dealing with a description. We're not dealing with Koresh might be Israel. We're dealing with... Okay, this is we need another whole... We have to stop here, I'm sorry. This... There it can make a difference. Here, Rabbi Isai. What Dovi is bringing up is that can make a difference. Meaning, let's say a guy, he doesn't know.